Startup Village is a little strip of limestone bungalows on State Line Road. It's where the gigabit internet was first turned on last fall.
So four doors down is actually four startups, and then two doors down from that, there's commercial buildings with three startups and another startup pipeline moving in, actually, I think this week.
Programmer Phil Jacox moved here recently from St. Louis. He's living at the Home for Hackers, which offers three-month rent-free housing to budding internet entrepreneurs. Jacox is developing a mapping program for delivery services, and he's using the gigabit connection to play around with 3D imaging. He says even more than bandwidth, geeks are coming to Kansas City for networking, the people kind.
Like, the fact is that I can walk four houses down and bounce an idea off of four different companies, and they can be like, hey, that's a good idea, or hey, that's terrible, or you should just quit. Like, that's what's cool about it.
Some of the techies who did a stint at the Home have decided to stay in Kansas City. One has moved his business team here from Boston. And after a long day's work designing next-generation gaming applications, or a program where musicians on different continents can jam together, or a cell phone-based retina screener, local programmers can get together and design goofy speed tests for their internet connection.
That was probably about 700 megabits per second, and it would just play thousands and thousands of pictures of cats.
That was a video they made called Too Many Kittens for Broadband. Anyway, so far only 3,000 or 4,000 people are connected, and it's taken about a year longer than expected to get it up and running. Meanwhile, Kansas Cityans have been brainstorming the possibilities of a new information infrastructure. Aaron Deacon is managing director of a new organization called KC Digital Drive.
There is part of the project that is, okay, what specific kind of cool things can I do, you know, with having Google Fiber in a building. But there's still the broader project and the much larger project of, you know, what are sort of the systematic changes that we need to effect in order to really use this.
Local governments and businesses are trying to figure out how the new technology could transform sectors like education, healthcare, and the arts. Deacon says it's not really about the technology, but defining goals for the future.
Having the technology in place forces people to really focus and sort of like recalibrate and say like, oh, okay, the future is a little bit closer than maybe we thought it was, and so we need to really accelerate and think about how to approach these challenges in a smart way.
Deacon says Google Fiber has attracted funding for business incubators and other digital ventures, like Code for America, which is helping local governments engage with citizens online. One way Google Fiber is already making a difference is in the marketplace. Other cable operators are offering all sorts of deals for conventional broadband. And Google Fiber's pricey, $70 a month, or $120 if you include Google TV.
The city is going to become one of the most wired cities in America, and we just don't want to see tens of thousands of families left out with no connection at all.
Michael Limita heads the organization Connecting for Good, dedicated to bringing the internet to those who can't afford access. Google executives said bridging the digital divide was part of their goal when they came to Kansas City. But they're only hooking up neighborhoods and public institutions where enough residents have signed up, leaving out the poorest communities. That's not stopping Limita, whose organization recently brought free Wi-Fi to two public housing projects in Kansas City, Kansas. That was without Google's help.
Even if Google is not necessarily the vehicle for achieving a lot of this stuff, they certainly are to be praised for at least getting us on a track where we're thinking about this.
Now, with Austin expected to get its fiber optic network by the summer of 2014, some Kansas Cityans are afraid we're going to lose our competitive advantage to the Texas tech hub. But Aaron Deacon says any network becomes more powerful as it grows.
If there's a clear trajectory to where this is taking hold and that population is going to grow beyond Kansas City, then that critical mass in Kansas City becomes meaningful. If we just had 50,000 homes here and there was no activity anyplace else and there was no indication that, you know, gosh, this thing was really catching on, then it wouldn't really matter.
Still, many Kansas Cityans are feeling the urgency to prove what Google Fiber can do for a city. Sylvia Maria Gross, KCUR News.